You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, how do we think Venom is going to fit into the MCU?
So, we got an announcement today.
Yes.
Or maybe yesterday, but I saw it today, and you're hearing it next week.
Yeah.
Where Kevin Feige was like, hey.
Guess what?
Hey, attention all nerds, attention all nerds.
And Dusha's phone was like, I am big nerd Joel Dusha. Actually, alert, Kevin Feige.
You backed yourself into that corner, bro. You
tweeting out a message for me, Joel Dusha, big nerd.
You heard it here first.
Hey, Jay, did your phone go off?
No, my phone
was
on silent, no battery.
So what actually went off on? So actually, the reason I found out about it is because my
cool
easy
guy alarm.
Yeah, my it's hey cool guy, it's time to swing into bullying nerds alarm went off.
Of course.
They're getting excited about this dumb thing, and I was like, easy. I'll sort this out.
Time to put on my sleeveless vest, fingerless gloves, and go bully some nerds.
Yeah.
First of all, just let me say, sure. Kevin Feige needs to change how he dresses. Stop dressing the same for 15 years.
How does he dress?
He wears a suit jacket over a t-shirt that
terrible
usually
look.
Has...
Terrible look.
So, like, that's like from the Joss Whedon fuckhead universe.
A suit jacket over a t-shirt is...
And baseball cap, always.
Ugh. Horrific.
Yeah, and
that's
wear...
like that's like
he,
suit I... jacket, vest, jeans. Horrific. Don't do it.
I feel like he also wears jeans and, like, Converse.
It's
so
awful.
He's like a Doctor Who-looking motherfucker,
but also...
I don't, anyway, Kevin Feige, please just wear like a shirt, like, or just like if you're gonna wear a t-shirt, that's fine. Just wear a t-shirt.
Yeah,
you can be casual.
Yeah.
It's fine. You're a guy. No one gives a fuck what you look like. Just don't dress like a freak.
He's he's bald. Yeah, is that why he wears the cap?
I don't know.
Maybe he's hiding his bald spot.
I think he is. I can't actually remember.
Yeah.
Or he's like very like as in like. He has hair technically, but no, it doesn't.
It's
really
just
look
like you can't mix super formal and super casual in
just
such a clumsy way.
Yeah, just
you
wear
know?
A fucking cool jacket. Like the drive jacket.
Oh,
just wear the drive
hair.
Jacket.
Just
wear
the drive
jacket. That was
3
years ago, though. It was like a rare photo of him without a cap. And he's got, I think he is balding and maybe he's self conscious.
Oh, yeah, no, he's dead. So, yeah.
That's fair enough. You're wearing a cap, you want to, yeah.
Own it, man.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's fine
to wear a cap. Don't wear a suit. The suit jacket is the big. If you're just wearing a t-shirt and a hat and jeans,
fine. That
everyone's
rolls.
Like,
great look.
He's just dressed like he's going to the baseball.
And if you're wearing a suit, great look.
Yeah. Don't wear it. Don't.
Okay. Oh!
If you're wearing a full suit and you're looking at the baseball cap, no.
May I suggest maybe just get an assortment of wigs or hair plugs?
Yes! Wigs should be cool again.
I agree.
Wigs are sick. You want new hair?
Yeah.
We fixed the problem of baldness, and then somehow as society we were like, that doesn't count.
Yeah,
the
no.
fuck?
Wigs are bad. Don't put a wig on
me. If I've lost a hand and I get a prosthetic, nobody's like, that's embarrassing that you're trying to hide it. What the fuck? But if you lose your hair, they're like, oh, dude.
Toupee.
No, I lost something and I replaced it.
Yeah.
The fuck's wrong with you? Leave me
if
alone.
If you drop your phone in a toilet and then you get a new phone, and someone's like that's not your phone.
What are you trying to hide, mate? Nothing. I got a new phone.
I was taking a shit. And I pulled my pants up and my phone fell out of my pocket into the toilet and I needed a new phone.
Exactly.
My current phone was a mix of shitty water.
And electronics.
Electronics.
And imagine this. Imagine if you got all your hair torn off by, say, machinery.
Yeah.
Then you wore a wig the next day. Everyone would be like, fair enough. Because it happens gradually for some reason.
Like, fair enough. I wouldn't put, say, a wig on, like, a clear wound, but fair enough.
You're doing all right, mate. Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah, it's just you're very, very obviously bleeding.
I would say your wig is quite seepy at the moment. No, that's how I got it.
Anyway. Baseball cap, fine. If you're wearing a full suit, unfortunately, you got to put that fucking cap
put on
down.
A fucking something nice.
But also, just wear not a suit jacket. Anyway,
Kevin
Feige, who was like, attention all nerds and attention cool guys. I want to bully nerds. Here's some ammunition.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's Venom is the Venom in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, this is teased quite heavily at the end of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, or as some people, cowards, would call it, Venom 2.
Yeah, not us.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Let There Be Carnage.
Which is fine. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, cool, he's in the MCU. But then you got to look at what Spider-Man is in the MCU and what Venom the Freak is in the Sony universe.
Comparing Tom Hardy's Venom to Tom Holland's Spider-Man and then imagining them interacting at all is crazy because...
So you got Tom Hardy who's like, Tom Holland Spider-Man being like, your name's, blimey, fella, your name's fucking, are you fucking kidding me, mate? Your name is Octavius and you're Doc Ock. What? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And then you've got Tom Hardy's Venom being like, Eddie, don't be a pussy, Eddie. Fuck this guy, Eddie.
Exactly.
Eddie.
In the tank full of lobster, Eddie.
Yeah,
Eddie.
Get in the lobster tank, Eddie.
I just, also, again, when it comes to like, oh yeah, Venom versus Spider-Man. Yeah. And you look at the kind of like the long history in like comics, animated series, all those kind of things, even the Ultimate version and all that kind of stuff, where there is this like weird, strong connection. Either it's like, ah, yeah, it was, you know, Eddie Brock was like, I'm a journalist and kind of whole stuff. And then it was like, oh no, you're a fraud. And then Peter fucks up his life, right? Or if you look in the Ultimate version, it's like, oh, it's this weird connection because our parents knew each other and we're the same age and this kind of stuff. And
right. Stop doing that. That's fucked up, Spider-Man. Stop. Look, the ultimate I'm glad he gets shot by a gun.
Yeah, I know you are, but it's a nice kind of like interesting way of taking it. I think it's a very good run by it in and of itself. Anyway, it's just like the age gap in between these two like rivals or frenemies, whatever to call them. It's like it's quite comparable.
Yeah,
I like to call them two guys I know.
Yeah, two guys, you know. Yeah. It's comparable. It's like, oh, it makes sense. You know, you're either in the same career or like, you know, you have some weird shared experience where, you know, your parents were SHIELD agents or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, but there's whatever. There was some connection there.
And it's like, okay, and then there's this kind of like...
But
Tom Holland's just a boy and Tom Hardy is a fully grown failed man with a journalist career that was bad.
Yeah, he worked for a thing and then he broke a journalist ethic thing and it destroyed his life.
Well, he fucked and over a billionaire who... Surely at that point... Sorry, just question about Venom.
Blows his nose on a towel in...
Okay.
Yeah, just a question about
like
Venom.
Gets out of the shower. Like
blows his nose on the towel. Yeah.
Like the thing you would wash. Like a hand towel, but he blows his nose into it.
He sounds like he's in trouble.
Then he just leaves it.
But like in Venom. Yeah. So, spoilers for people who haven't seen Venom.
Yeah.
I guess. So, the reason why he fucks up being a journalist is because I think he either puts a hit piece out
it's
or he.
It's funny
just...
that I spoiled the end of Venom 2 before say anything. And now you're giving a spoiler warning for Venom 1. The beginning of
the beginning of the first Venom, yes. Yeah. So Venom. The reason he fucks up like the whole career is because he kind of puts a hit piece or he doesn't back down to a billionaire who's like, don't talk shit about me. But then that billionaire ends up getting symbioted and then dies?
Becomes Riot and dies.
Yeah.
So surely at that point, wouldn't he be vindicated?
Wouldn't
it be like, wow, a billionaire got killed by a symbiote?
That would make
the news,
Well, I think it did, and that's why also, his career is still... But then, at the start of Venom...
He was experimenting on the home.
Great news, though. Venom, Let There Be Carnage does deal with this. Spoilers for the start of Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Thank you, because I haven't seen it. Go on, though.
So
it's repercussions, right?
No, not to the first film. It's kind of like what happens is he's got a second chance. Because he meets Cletus Cassidy. Spoilers to the end of Venom 1.
Yeah.
He meets Cletus Cassidy in the post-credits scene and he's like, there's going to be carnage or whatever.
But
then at the start of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, spoilers for the start of Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Yeah. He goes back to Cletus because Cletus has requested to see him again. So time has passed, and at this point, Cletus Cassidy is a mass murderer, and they can't find the bodies. They suspect that he's killed a bunch of people because they can't find the bodies. They can't prove it.
Yeah.
And then Venom and Eddie Brock work together.
Is it a detective film?
Only for about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. Because, do you know the scene in, spoilers for iRobot? In iRobot, when the robot draws the
hand? It's cool.
Venom does that in Venom 2. Spoilers for Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So basically what happens, goes to see Cletus Cassidy, and they're meant to get like a massive interview, but then Cletus just says like one line of poetry or whatever. And then Eddie Brock's like, the hell am I going to do with that? And Venom's like, Eddie, I saw all these drawings, Eddie. uh-huh. get a piece of paper, Eddie.
Yeah.
And then he recreates it, and then he realizes that that is a thing that... It's
How's
like
this repercussions for Venom 1?
You'll see in a second.
Okay.
So at this point,
yeah.
when he gets the interview with Cletus Kasady, and then he tells the newspaper, he just said this one line, everyone's like, you had another chance, and you fucked it up.
Yeah.
You fucked it up so bad. We hate you again now. You'd rebuild your career, and now you're slime and scum yet
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they yeah. find all the bodies, and they're like, well done, Eddie. How'd you find this? And then he won't tell them because it was Venom.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we fucking hate you again.
Okay.
So basically, yeah. you're right, after uh-huh. the thing, because he was, I guess, they don't mention it, but yeah. they're like, oh, I guess you can.
Well, I guess my, I guess.
But also, so no, because he also, the interview is based on leaked documents that he hacked from his girlfriend's computer.
Oh, that's right.
But hey, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that yeah. is fucked up. It's
I'm glad
why
Michelle
they,
Williams yeah. dumped you.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And I'm glad she agreed to, spoilers for Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I'm yeah. glad she agreed to come back into that movie and put in. Phoned in means you have to at least.
Answer the phone.
Yeah, it feels like. Like, if I found out, she doesn't look CGI,
yeah.
but if I found out that they had just CGI'd her there, because that is-
You wouldn't
is,
be shocked?
Yeah, well, yeah. it makes sense.
They're, like, composited from other shots yeah. and other films.
That role.
Because kind of she's- Yeah.
She's just,
she asks yeah, if yeah. Venom's still dead, and Eddie's like, yes.
Yeah.
Spoilers. No. But he's not dead. Yeah, and then yeah, she's yeah. Lady Venom again for
oh,
a little
that's
bit.
Nice. Okay. I guess my issue is if we say had found out that I don't know, Jeff Bezos had,
sure.
has gone to space.
Yeah.
And then he
Killed
got him. Like some
alien,
by
an alien.
No, yeah. he got some alien goop on him.
Mm.
But before that had been experimenting on like the homeless
mm.
and then that space goop killed him.
Mm.
That would make more news than Eddie's career.
Yeah, but I think right? I would be more intrigued by the space goop. I mean, it might be.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'd be more intrigued by the space goop.
Yeah.
I think what happens is that everyone's like, because a billionaire ruins him. Because it's not like he releases the news article and the public okay. are yeah. like.
Maybe it's covered
the public
up.
Aren't like, oh my God, this guy's saying mean things about beloved billionaire Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it based on speculation, we like to call him Jeff Bozo.
Yeah, got him a good.
Yeah. Jeff Bozo, I remember that time killed you went by that alien symbiote after experimenting on
Do you reckon Bozo? Jeff Bezos saw Venom and that's why he got scared when he went to space
I think
that
so.
Time
he was
recently?
Like,
and he was like, I can only be up here for very,
he
very
He kept few. Asking the people, like, I won't get Venom, yeah, right? I've seen the film.
I don't want to turn into Riot because yeah. then Venom will kill me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have wronged so many journalists.
Mr. Bezos, Venom is fake.
That's what you think.
What are you saying to me? Jeff Bezos thinks all movies are real.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes sense to me.
But anyway, I yeah. know what you mean, ultimately, in that Tom Hardy's Venom is like a hot mess. Mm. He's like a deranged adult man. And Tom yeah. Holland's Spider-Man is like...
innocent.
Is a boy.
Yeah, just
he's
like a boy.
Just a boy.
An innocent 18-year-old boy, I think.
And also, hilariously... This movie is trying to do, or, you know, Venom going into the MCU seems like they're trying to do the same thing that they're doing with No Way Home, where they're like, we can't establish the backstories or the connections that Tom Holland's Spider-Man has with these villains because we don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we don't want to retread the old ground. Mm-hmm. And also, they just wouldn't make sense in this universe
yeah,
or whatever.
They're doing like shortcuts.
So we'll just shortcut them in. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same with Venom, where they're like, Venom, he knows Spider-Man. Venom had that side of things. And then maybe when he sees Spider-Man in the multiverse of madness or whatever, yeah. Spider-Man will be like, I remember all the other Spider-Man. Feelings towards you, and then bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, yeah.
He's slotted in, and nobody's any the wiser.
Is it kind of like Star Trek Into Darkness, where it is, but just basically one person, Captain Kirk, ask a young Kirk asking Spock to be like, so we don't know much about this Khan fellow. What is he? And he's like, look, this could be a whole new universe. I don't know. Yeah, things could be different, but fucking don't trust yeah. that piece of shit. He will murder you. And you're like, okay,
that's a lot.
He's
to
a bad
take
guy,
in.
And that's all we needed.
I think that's what we'll get. I think that's okay. the by and large what we'll get. But I think Venom, when he comes into the MCU, will be a good guy.
I think
presumably.
What'll happen is Tobey Maguire, because Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man's the only Spider-Man that's dealt with a Venom.
Yeah,
and
true.
Then he'll be like, Venom, and then he'll kick Venom in the head or whatever, and Venom will be like, ow! Eddie! Your new friends are mean yeah, to me,
Tom
Eddie!
Holland, he's going to be like, who's this? And Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man's like, he's scared of fucking bells, dude. He's a yeah. loser.
No, how he's going to be introduced is very, it's going to be either Eddie Brock sees like Tom Holland or sees yeah. Spider-Man or whatever, and it's just going to be Venom going like cutting sick, at Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Whilst Tom Hardy's like, don't stop, stop. I don't mean to do this. And like, he'll get punched by Spider-Man. He's like, oh, please don't hurt me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just going to be Venom, the symbiote, going ham.
I hate this guy. Eddie.
He's a piece
Eddie,
of shit,
he's
Eddie.
Eddie, I hate him. I hate him.
And he's like, he's done nothing wrong. And then Spider-Man's like, who are you talking to? As he gets slapped by a symbiote, and then he'll punch Tom Hardy in the face.
What's the thing that Venom calls himself in the comics?
Or lethal Protector?
Yeah, they say that in Venom 2 heaps.
Oh, okay.
Venom keeps trying to call himself the Lethal Protector.
And he's giving himself a nickname.
Yeah, Eddie Brock's right.
It's so funny as well, because somehow, even though I know the Venom movies are bad, it feels like there's so much more heart and character to both of them.
I think what happens in Venom is... Mm-hmm. I don't really like them, but I like doing the voice.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I think what the movie is the movie isn't anything.
Yeah.
It's just the Tom Hardy as a man.
Is a good actor? Watching...
No? Well, yes, but that isn't the appeal here. It's you're just watching a man lose his mind, basically. And the events around him don't matter. That's why the fights are boring.
Yeah,
who cares?
Because you're kind of in it for Eddie and
just
Venom's
yelling at each other.
Eddie yelling at Venom.
Venom, Eddie!
Eddie,
Venom! Eddie, I need to eat heads, Eddie! Eddie, I'm hungry!
I also think it's going to be a thing where
they've got pet chickens in the new movie, and they bought those chickens so that Venom doesn't have to eat human heads, because he can eat chicken heads, but he doesn't want to eat the chickens.
But they're,
they're his friends.
Oh, that's sweet.
What are they called? Bonnie and Clyde, maybe?
Yeah.
Anyway, but then they break into chicken coops and then he eats heads.
They're not his chickens.
No, they're not his chickens.
You're going to get a thing where I think Venom will get a jump on Spider-Man, because it won't like trigger his spidey senses as well.
True.
And then it'll be like, what the hell's going on? And in that fight, maybe we'll then get that scene where Venom's chest will be like, a spider.
Yeah,
and then Spider-Man is just going to be like, the fuck is going on?
What is happening?
Well, I guess what they could probably do here, and I honestly don't think he will be in No Way Home really at all. I think we'll get a little,
maybe a cameo 5 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be a cameo, nothing more. I think that Spider-Man...
Could be the post-credit sequence.
No, because I think the post-credit... Maybe.
It could be one of two.
Yeah, because one of them will definitely tie into Multiverse of Madness.
It might be like Multiverse of Madness is the mid one or whatever, and then the post one, the one at the very end.
Will be like Venom being like, Eddie, we missed it.
Yes.
Eddie, we were late. Oh, fuck, Venom. Venom might actually get to say fuck in the MCU.
That would roll.
What I was going to say, actually, I reckon,
Eddie, we missed it. As they disappear in the portals. We shouldn't have stopped for a hoagie or whatever.
Something like that.
And then I reckon Spider-Man 4 will be like Spider-Man and Venom, but I reckon it'll be more like Agent Venom, because we haven't really had that
yet. Yeah, true.
Especially because he's calling himself the Lethal Protector.
Yeah.
And it'll be like teaming up to try and get Eddie back to...
Maybe.
His dimension. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, because it could be a thing where like Eddie is... basically gets the memories of all the Venoms. Venom tries to be like, he's like, why do you hate this guy? He's like, this is why! And that's when he gets the big spider on his chest.
Yeah, I'd like that.
But also, I'm thinking maybe also if the symbiote kind of like goes off Eddie and then goes on to like Peter Parker, and then that's when he also gets like the, this is why I hate you.
True.
You can't, so the thing with Venom, is that
don't be a pussy, Eddie.
Yeah.
That's Venom's voice.
So
you can't put that Venom on Spider-Man, because you can't have symbiote Spider-Man going around talking like that. It breaks the universe.
I mean, because you have Tom Hardy, like, doing the Venom voice, yelling at Tom Holland. That's kind of all right.
I think it's doable.
Guys, I'm just trying to work out how much are they going to try and borrow from the comics to get either the symbiote Spider-Man or not, or if it's going to be we're not doing that.
Spoilers for Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Thank you.
There is a point where Venom is on different guys. And at one point when Venom is on a different guy, Venom is talking to someone using the different guy's voice.
Yeah. If we do get a symbiote Spider-Man, I think that won't talk. Because I think
but I think you can't. I don't think you put Venom in the movie.
Yeah.
Because Venom's whole thing, and this is one thing Marvel are clever about. And it's why, it's kind of a bad thing, because they know what. You're like, okay, I'm watching an Iron Man film because I want him to have different cool suits.
With
Venom, they're like, Venom's whole thing is the fact he's just yelling all the time. That's what people want.
True.
So you like him yelling.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
And even though, in Venom, I guess, spoilers for Venom 2.
Spoilers for Venom 2, in Venom 2, Eddie and Venom have a fight.
Yeah.
And Venom splits from Eddie and then spends the night just jumping between bodies, presumably killing them. Because that's
I must imagine.
But then at one point he's on Mrs. Chen.
Yeah.
Like the lady that she doesn't die.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
And then Michelle Williams is in the shop and Mrs. Chen is just being nasty to Michelle Williams, but in Mrs. Chen's voice. Uh-huh. And then Michelle Williams is like, Venom? And then it is Venom.
Yeah.
Like, do they do... So when he's jumping from person to person, I'm assuming, is it like they do what, I guess...
Spoilers for Venom 2, it's a rave.
Yeah.
Do they do the voice of, say, what Tom Holland does as Venom? As in, is it a deep, grovelly, like, yelling, but in their voice?
No, it's just in...
The Venom
voice. It's weird because when he's jumping between bodies at the rave, he's in Venom form.
Yeah.
So he's just using the Tom Hardy voice.
So it's Tom Hardy.
But... when he's on the characters where he's just hiding in them, he's controlling what they're saying, but he's controlling them in
their voice. Their voice. Like a normal voice.
Their normal voice.
And then we're going to get Tom Hardy yelling at Peter Parker.
Yeah.
That's all I was just like, unless like they're not going to try and get Tom Holland
to do a Venom voice. No.
Okay, but they did get Woody Harrelson to do a Carnage voice, and he originally said no, and then Tom Hardy talked him into it. So Carnage is voiced by Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So I'm thinking what's going to happen. It just depends what they want to try and do with it. Because I'm like, you could have a thing where you want them to sort of fight, but them fighting without
any of the relationship being
attached to Peter Parker is a fucking weird thing. Or else it's always going to be one-sided.
Yeah.
Or it could be a thing where they go into like the MCU and it's like, oh, I hate that Peter Parker Spider-Man guy, but then the symbiote being like, actually the reason I hate him is because I love him so much. This guy doesn't know me, so maybe I'm going to try and go to him actually.
Yeah, true.
And so there's kind of a thing where it's like basically Tom Hardy dealing with his symbiote boyfriend going back to his ex.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking that like a great and a really entertaining conflict would be not any high cosmic, it's just jealousy.
Then it'll be basically the Venom trying to go back to his previous boyfriend that he loves.
Yeah.
The previous boyfriend being like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
And Tom Hardy being like,
my boyfriend. I'm so jealous.
Back, yeah. Give me back my man, Spider-Man.
And also the fight, so if you're like, if the fight is in the, like when they first get introduced and they have a fight, but I think Jackson's idea of like, Venom fighting, but Eddie not fighting, and Spider-Man fighting Venom, or Venom still attached to Eddie. So you get like lots of like pullaways of like Eddie's face being like, stop!
And Venom
being like, Eddie!
Yeah.
And then also, oof!
Again, if you have like, it's kind of like this three-way fight where it's basically,
Carnage has never done anything except Carnage's whole thing is like just full-on mass murder. I mean, Venom eats people's heads.
That's what he's about.
Could imagine Carnage being like, I killed everyone at a school.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Venom's like, I eat the right people's heads.
The best thing about is a good man with a symbiote that can eat the bad man.
Wouldn't it be great if you know, like Tom Holland sat on for like a second Spider-Man trilogy, basically. Wouldn't it be great? And I don't think the MCU do this, but if they're like, we're really paring it down, we're using No Way Home to just introduce the Rogues Gallery so that you know that they're part of the universe. It's all set up, and then the next one is just like kind of more like a Spider-Man. Like Raimi's Spider-Man. Like, no, we're not going to space. We're not doing any of this stuff. It's just Spider-Man and the villains. And you have like Charlie Cox's Daredevil. You have Tom Hardy's Venom as like the other heroes protecting New York. And they just, you know, biff up other guys.
I hope.
Have, you know, financial problems.
It would be so good if, I don't know if I've only seen this scene without the context of the show because I never watched any of the Netflix Marvel shows, but the scene where Daredevil's tied up by Punisher and Punisher's like, I'm going to kill everyone or whatever because I don't give a shit about these scumbags.
Yeah.
And Daredevil's like, but they're a human life. Anyway, it's funny to imagine that exact conversation happening but between Eddie and between Venom and Daredevil in this movie Jackson's pitching.
Very
strange. Be like,
doesn't it make you feel terrible? Like they're human lives.
I am an alien. I'm an alien and I've eaten so many heads already. I reckon that one of the first fights will if they go that jealousy route, and I think that's a kind of an interesting way of doing it. It'd be kind of a cool fight if you have Venom trying to like fight Spider-Man by going onto Spider-Man. Spider-Man like fighting him to be like, I don't
want to be Venomed.
And then also then Eddie Brock being like, what
give
the hell?
My man.
Grabbing Venom to kind of like stop
wrenching
like
back pushing onto his body.
That fight is could fun, be a fun, but fight. I don't think the dynamic works in a Spider-Man movie for the symbiote to jump onto Spider-Man. Venom and Spider-Man to be the same thing and Eddie being jealous because Eddie is just a guy, so there is no way that he has without a symbiote, he's nothing.
I'm not talking necessarily about a physical fight.
I mean, like, how does that movie work? Because Spider-Man...
That's just like the first fight.
Yeah, that's like
the introduction. I think that's like how they get an introduction or like when they first get to meet. I think that'd be kind of an interesting way, and then it can be like... Basically, you can imagine like a hard cut, and then they're at a coffee shop having like a drink and being like, okay, so this
Black
is what's happening.
Spider-Man sits down and he's like, this was not my choice. And Venom's like, I love it here.
I'm so strong, Eddie.
Because honestly, I think like in the recent the fucking nonsense Venom comics, I love Eddie Brock without Venom. Like this kind of big, sad loser maniac. He's great. And he's such an interesting character. So... Mm. I would love that. I don't know if the MCU will do anything that interesting, I love that idea.
So I'm trying to think like what kind of connection they want to try and do with it. And it could just be a simple thing of like, well, we do want to have this connection between the two, so they'll introduce the MCU's Venom suit or the symbiote suit, which will go on to Spider-Man. And if Venom, Tom Hardy Venom, is already established in that universe already, it's like, no, wait, you are going to hurt that symbiote. I'm going to take it off you.
Yeah.
And then so it's a bit of a chase between like that Venom trying to absorb the symbiote suit off Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And to be like, because like, and then again, maybe it depends how much like either subtext or context they want to give here. But the subtext being is like Venom is trying to protect that version of Venom.
Yeah.
The kind of like jilted lover angle, which is like, Peter Parker is going to hurt Venom and it's going to suck and you don't want that.
I'm going to take you back into my body or whatever.
Because, you know, we're all connected and I'll show you why.
We're all the one Venom.
And then he'll like, suck off that Venom onto him and then he'll get the spider on his chest.
Do we think though... that this Venom is going to...
Not often. Here at Baseless Speculation,
We're never thinking, not even once. My brain is a quiet prairie. Do we think that this Venom's actually going to stick around, though? Because there's no confirmation that he will. Because I could also see him...
Yeah.
No, he said he's the MCU's Venom.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we're going to get further Venom movies in the MCU. That could mean that he will appear in Multiverse of Madness, be part of the team up, and then be booted back to his own dimension at some point.
But it's like he is Venom. So like this is the only...
But then they just might never touch on Venom again.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
I could see them doing that.
Venom, I guess they...
Depends on what the relationship is with Sony as well. Sony might be like, you can take him for your crossover movie.
No, Sony wants him in the MCU because they make more money.
Well, will they have control over him when he goes into the MCU?
So no,
or will it be like a Spider-Man situation?
It's the same as Spider-Man where they'd be like, use Venom, we get a cut of the movie.
Yeah.
But also we don't have to do anything. You just use him how you want. But obviously, they'd be like, you can't shoot him with a gun clause. maybe you could shoot. You could shoot
Venom with a gun. Yeah. He doesn't.
He's not Spider-Man. He won't die.
Good. No, but I don't know. I could just see because it's. I mean, like honestly, I guess with the MCU at the moment, they love to pile on the projects that are coming out.
Yeah, it's MCU have really were really restrained, and then the moment that Endgame happened, they were just like everything.
Yeah, every movie you could, any character you could think of, it's happening.
Like,
it's coming.
Could they do a Venom miniseries on
Disney
Plus?
Like a Venom Disney Plus TV show?
See, I don't think that will happen because Sony will be fine with Venom being and stuff, but I don't think they would want Venom to... Although Let There Be Carnage made significantly less money than the first Venom, although a pandemic or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was like the first Venom made like $900 million. It got close to $1 billion after a horrible production schedule and the fact the movie is missing like a second act.
Yeah.
It's clearly edited to shit. Like things didn't go well. It got released and the public were like, I love this fucked up movie.
I like how NMM says Venom is good.
Venom.
Can I get 2 tickets to Venom?
On that alone, this is the greatest film of all time.
He gets in a lobster tank. And
that's awesome. That's great.
I think because the thing with the first Venom is, it's clearly a fucked up movie, but it's clearly a very sincere, serious attempt. But then you've got Tom Hardy in the middle of it being like,
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Which is, so
also you've got just the like... The whole reason Venom stays is the funniest shit.
Oh, yeah, because he's a big
loser. He's a big loser.
He's a loser.
Venom, on my home planet, I'm like you. A big loser. But here, I'm not a loser.
Also, the fact that...
Riot keeps picking on me.
Venom says multiple times, don't be a pussy. And that's also just a funny
That's just
energy.
You would never hear that in the MCU.
Well, we're probably gonna.
I guess so.
No, we won't.
Well, see, that's what
the
I wonder
way,
as well.
Venom says fuck, and I don't think we're gonna get...
Is the Venom that we get in the MCU, because here's another interesting thing, I suppose, is that the MCU, even though they love to say that they have all of these different genres and that every movie is tonally different, it's not. Not really.
Well, there's hat movies down. And wizard movies and space movies.
It boils down to the eventual end where a big thing falls on the ground.
Yeah, and everybody makes basically the same jokes, and even in the most different ones, they're still very obviously an MCU movie. But
big
then,
thing falls.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you feel the same way about Eternals?
Yeah, well, no, Eternals was a special case.
Yeah, that's it was big thing come up.
Oh my god, that guy became a guy. The man, the dog man became a guy.
They hit a guy with a, spoilers for Eternals, they hit a little guy with a rock.
They sucked enough juice out of the main characters to turn the dog into a man. That's the best fucking thing that's ever happened in
Earth
movies.
Was just a big womb.
Earth's a big egg with a baby in it. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's cool. When Captain America was fighting Iron Man, deep below the surface, there was a fucking egg. There was a baby sucking off their energy.
Just a celestial fetus, just there.
How do we end our movie? Our remaining characters on Earth get zooped into space, and a big guy's like, come with me, and that's how we'll finish
A big guy sticks his head out of the clouds, being like, you fucked up today here, but I'm going to review the footage and I will judge this planet accordingly.
I'm going to go watch this Eternals film myself and I will form opinions.
Is it exciting for the audience to think that a giant celestial being is having a think? I hope so.
Hey, my name's Icarus. There's a story about me flying too close to the sun that was started by another character in this movie, Sprite. It is established towards the start. Anyway, I'm going to kill myself by flying into the sun.
Goodbye. I've exploded. We're robots. An incredible movie. One of the best films of the year. Absolute film of the year.
Yeah.
But every other Marvel movie is tonally the same. Yeah. And
also one of them did the bomb. Don't
forget
that.
Yeah, one of them did Hiroshima. Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. They regretted it. Yeah. As you would.
Yeah. And then they withdrew themselves from humanity until they found a nice husband.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, something's going to bring
love
you back.
Love conquers all, including the bomb.
Love conquers all, including the bomb and a giant spaceman.
Yeah, exactly. Incredible. Mm. But Tom Hardy's Venom. It's just not an MCU movie. So does that mean that if we do get
something exciting, just quickly, that I just remembered.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Eternals have been fighting in the comic books kind of recently?
What's that?
The symbiote.
Oh, yes, please.
I think we're fighting symbiotes. I don't know if they've been fighting Thanos.
That was like a symbiote planet thing, so.
Null and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But yeah, so
maybe
I just...
Venom will jump onto Druig.
That will be good, because Tom Hardy's hot and Droog's hot, so... Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Surely...
Well, I guess also, the current MCU... where
Venom could be Kingo. Well, yeah. Kingo Venom.
Maybe, but you know where else the MCU is kind of heading towards?
Yeah.
Vampires.
That's true.
Vampire Venom.
Well, Venom versus vampires.
Wow, that would be a strange movie.
They
want to
suck
Venom...
your blood, Eddie, but so I want to eat
them. I don't have any blood. Actually, you have Venom and Morbius fighting Dracula, who's played by Jared Harris.
That would be
on.
The craziest shit.
And
in
then
the
you've
world.
Also got like Blade there, and maybe Spider-Man
and the Black Knight as well.
The Black Knight. So the Black Knight, the Blade, sword. Venom, and Morbius all trying to kill Dracula, played by Jared Harris, and then every single time, like there's this little tension between Morbius and Blade, because Blade's like, I want to stab him.
And he's like, I'm a living vampire. I'm only half a vampire.
So,
what if I stab you, though? Doesn't count.
So, just quickly.
Yeah.
Morbius.
Yes.
Has Vulture in it.
Yes.
Maybe not playing Vulture. Honestly, you
could
ask.
It could be Batman.
Michael
be
Keaton Batman. Doesn't know shit.
Michael Keaton doesn't even know who he's playing. He's are you playing Vulture in this? No, I'm Michael Keaton. No, in the movie, are you playing Vulture? I don't. Do you see a Vulture anymore? Do you see a Vulture recently?
I'm a man, not a bird.
I'm the human man, Michael Keaton.
I'm acting in the film.
How are you playing the Vulture? Who is the Vulture?
I'm 70 years old and I do not understand these questions.
Do you know someone called the Vulture? Vulture? That's not a name.
Have you mistaken me for your friend, the Vulture?
I was in a movie called Birdman. It won awards. That's why I remembered its title.
Yeah. Did you think I'm that character in this
again,
movie?
That was a movie.
I might be. I don't know.
Do you know about the original ending of the movie Birdman?
Yeah.
Do you know the movie Birdman?
Oh, yeah, it was going to end with Jack Sparrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that rules.
That would have been fucked up.
Yeah, but so, I mean, Morbius, I assume point, surely is just going to be set in the MCU,
yeah,
right?
But, but Morbius knows who Venom is.
Yeah, that is confusing. Yeah, maybe
Morbius
what they'll
is
do.
Like, Morbius is like, I'm Venom. No, just kidding. I'm Michael Morbius.
Well,
nice to help you
like
or whatever.
Taken, you know, like what, maybe, that's probably like the post-credit, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's probably after they've been in the MCU.
I cannot imagine that is a post-credit scene.
It could be, yeah.
You put a post-credit scene in your trailer as the post-credit scene of the trailer.
Yes, come on.
That's insane. Sony?
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 Sony, what have you been eating today, Sony? Are you feeling tired?
It's freshly
finally, I've bleached my sheets and I'm ready for bed. Oh,
freshly
no,
laundered?
Sony's in my bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, but they had seafood marinara for dinner.
Sony, no!
And a big bratwurst for lunch.
And cigarette. They're smoking now.
Oh, my God.
They're slapping their belly like a drum. Boom, 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 boom. Sony, no!
Bad chat.
But yeah, I reckon that could easily be a post-credit.
Absolutely. But easily. I wonder if they're like leading toward like a weird like dark Avengers, like as in like a magic vampire hunting Avengers.
Well, they could, because again, if you think that they, and again, you have like the Sony properties of like Morbius, and Venom, like Sony would be like,
they're weaseling
their way into that, and then you have Blade, Black Knight fighting vampires. Why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Sony would love that. Marvel have their head in their hands being like, I guess. Sure,
whatever. Marvel
not?
Doing enough stuff.
I hope the Marvel movies
that...
just keep putting Venom and Morbius in stuff and then killing them, and then the
over
Sony
and over
movies
and over
just
have
ignore
to resurrect
it.
Them in their Venom
so
3
Blade
Venom comes
stabs
back.
Morbius and then in the Morbius movie he pulls it out. I'm a living vampire. It doesn't count.
He says that to the camera.
And then
every post-credit scene of every Sony movie is them going back into the MCU.
Oh, where the have I found myself?
Oh my God, is that off-screen the Avengers? I guess I'm in the new Avengers.
It's just like a bootleg version of the Avengers theme playing.
Michael Morbius will return in you know where.
In the biggest team-up movie of the year.
And then when later on he appears in Kraven and Morbius, Sony's like, that's what we meant. That's what... What did you think?
The whole Kraven Morbius movie is like, we gotta get that, man. And it's always off camera.
I like the idea of like Marvel being like, oh, fine, you've teased it, and we've got to make a cohesive universe.
Yeah.
So Morbius is in this, but he gets hit by a rock and
he's out at the beginning. Spider-Man gets to say, who's this loser, and hit him with a rock. That's where we'll let him
Drew,
in if you allow that.
It's his go-to move. Yeah. He keeps popping up behind him. Bang.
Bang. Got him.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta get this vampire out of our damn universe.
Bang. Hit him with a rock.
Yeah, I'm sick of him.
How do you hit a robot in the head with a rock and knock them unconscious?
He's strong.
He's also a robot.
Yeah.
No.
That robot thinks they're just like a little girl or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again, it's hit with a rock. It's easy.
Yeah. No, but like
if they think they have a human brain.
Yeah.
And like, then the robot hits you, you'd be like, oh,
my human brain's
should be unconscious.
Been frazzled. I'm down.
But.
Yeah.
So if you just think you have a brain hard enough, you can get concussion.
I guess so.
Well, at that point, they know they're robots.
Yeah. If you hit the Terminator with a bat hard enough,
I think maybe Sprite was just weak.
Yeah. Or maybe that's where their off switch is.
Yeah. Maybe it was
the go to sleep switch.
Maybe it was a special rock.
How annoying would you be finding out you're a robot? You're like, I eat and drink and piss and shit and sleep.
Or maybe you'd be like, well, that's why I never piss and shit.
I eat so much and I just shoot gas out of this exhaust pipe.
Do you think it would be dangerous for you to have an off switch? Like just on the side of your head.
And can you turn back on after you turn
off? Well, you're off.
Yeah, so you can't.
No, but can
someone
else turn
can.
You back
somebody
on?
Else could.
And you're like, it's just like nothing
you
happened.
You reboot, yeah. I think it'd be dangerous for me. I'd want to turn it off all the time.
Same, dude.
Not like out of any, like, I just would be like, you know, like I like the fiddle
bored,
and stuff.
But...
Yeah. And then you'd turn me on like a week later. I'd be like, oh, how much time has passed?
Yeah, not much.
Like an hour.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, do you want to turn Jackson back on? I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Put him in tomorrow. The cupboard, and then we don't. We just leave him on the floor.
Yeah. Like, 18 years from now, cleaning out the attic. Hey, fuck, guess what I found?
Oh, my God.
Turn back on.
Thanks. How much time has passed? Yeah. How long?
Like an hour.
You look older, dude.
You've aged. Terrible.
No. You're just misremembering.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Then you just turned me off again.
Yeah.
That little interaction was too much. I remember why we did this in the first place.
He turned himself off, but we realized it was for the best.
Yeah, that's why we never turned it back on again.
Yeah. But I still think it's going to be a weird way for this particular Venom to fit in with this particular Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because again, just... Tom Hardy is just a man, and this Spider-Man is just a boy.
Also,
I just don't see the conflict there, because if they are going to be like, oh, they're fighting each other, it's just a fully grown man beating the shit out of a little
boy.
That's
why I think it's going to go straight into Agent Venom. Like, as in, you don't get
like he got the space shit.
Yeah.
Well, Agent Venom is in... yeah.
Agent Venom is Flash Thompson, and that's the whole thing where
Venom gets onto him,
does.
And it's like, oh... This is actually how a symbiote relationship is meant to be.
Like, they're a lot more calmer, and then it's just, we're doing space shit.
Honestly,
and so he becomes like a Guardian of the Galaxy.
But if you sent Venom to space, you do solve a lot of problems. Because that's probably where he would fit the most in. But also...
Yeah, because then you could put him in a Guardians.
Yeah.
So...
Venom and the Guardians of the Galaxy will return in Venom and Guardians of the Galaxy 4.
But hang on. So the Black Knight has the Ebony Blade.
Yeah.
Now the Ebony Blade is actually one of the swords that was created by Null, who is the creator of all the symbiotes, right? So it is actually not that far-fetched to put Venom in with the Black Knight, and then he's like, I know that blade. So
Eddie, it's my dad's sword, Eddie.
They could either be... gearing up to do Null, which is very funny.
Crazy.
Which would be all right, because again, if they're adapting it and it'll be better, then great.
It's not a great comic.
So if they're kind of getting that as like another existential threat, that'd be kind of
interesting. Yeah, maybe that's like going to be phase 5 or whatever.
So if they're kind of like putting these little seeds there of being like, okay, so we're going to be doing the opposite of the Celestials, which is, I think, it is Null from memory anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bad comic. Don't read it.
Yeah.
And so yeah,
oh,
you,
no,
you
too late.
Ah,
oh,
damn. So
just
sorry,
kidding.
Dude.
I can't read.
Thank God. Thank God for your illiteracy.
I googled what makes a nerd, and it said reading, and I was like, easy. I'll
How
forget.
How did you know?
Well, no. That's what I mean.
You
I read.
Can read reading.
No. I read. I could read. And I said reading, and then I just was like, all right, I'm just gonna figure out how to read.
Turn that off.
I don't know what else was on the list.
Yeah.
Better if you're not doing it.
I can't read anymore.
So
ignorance is cool.
Yeah,
it could be a thing where we end up getting Venom.
That would also be like
the
Black
Knight doing some and Blade. Hunting vampire shit, and then maybe because of the Black Knight's connection with the Eternals currently, you could be having the Black Knight and Venom going up to space.
Yeah, well, it's very...
Hopefully Blade doesn't go with him.
Blade is in space.
Blade in space.
Imagine Blade's movie is titled Blade in Space.
I think I made a claim in a previous Space of Speculation that it would always be Blade.com.
Blade.com in space.
I'm a website and a vampire hunter.
And in space.
Let me show you. And then he holds out his phone and he Googles Blade.com.
And it's and there's just his face again.
See? This what? What does this prove, Blade? No, but that would be so MCU as well. Because, you know, earlier I was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, like, the next Spider-Man trilogy was, like, this grounded, nice. But no. But that's so much more likely.
Well, and then you don't need Spider-Man for this. So it's again, this is just kind of in the background for at least a little bit, and then he will pop up in, like, say, Guardians, those kind of stuff.
So do we think that Venom...
So he could do, because, he could do the whole Agent Venom.
Yeah.
And it just won't be Flash Thompson. It'll be Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And that'd be very funny from him
he's
going
He's fucked
from,
up
like,
on Earth, so he might as well try space.
Yeah. Like him going from what we've seen in the Venom films to then being like, I'm in space now.
Yeah,
which is kind of interesting, I guess.
Do you think they'll make him, like, less schlubby?
No. I think they might even lean into it more.
I hope they do. But it's so easy to imagine them if they go the full Agent Venom, giving him the like Venom six pack or whatever.
It's like a really nice looking like really big spider over it.
Yeah. Because, well, I was going to ask, do you think that we will get a...
Wait, that Venom has guns, I think.
Yeah, he does.
Good.
Well,
bang, bang.
So if you have that Venom,
eggy. So is symbiote relationships meant to be eggy waggy.
So if you have that Venom, bro.
Shut up, Sam. Okay. We need to say eggy Brock.
We need to say eggy Brock.
Okay. Eggy Brock.
Eggy Brock.
Yeah, do it in the Venom voice.
Eggy Brock. Eggy Brock.
Eggy. Eggy Brock.
Don't be a pussy, Eggy.
Fire the gun, Eggy.
Eggy, shoot him.
Eggy, bang, bang. Eggy.
That rules.
Thank you for indulging in that. What were you saying?
Well, if that Venom is joining, say, Guardians of the Galaxy, or at least maybe a teaming up with, say, Rocket, you can easily imagine this Rocket giving him a gun.
Absolutely.
So we are I think maybe this might be where it's heading. Because I just don't see...
Venom will chew on the gun he gets given.
I just don't see this Venom doing much with this Spider-Man.
No.
And so it's going to be a little bit, maybe at the start, where it is that kind of like Venom punching on with Spider-Man. And I like the idea of Venom wanting to either become like attached to Spider-Man, but it might just be a thing where it is just Venom is trying to cut sick and Tom Hardy's like, why are you fighting him? And Tom Holland punching Tom Hardy in the face a few times.
Stop it.
He's about to punch like the Venom symbiote, and the Venom symbiote shifts just Tom Hardy's face. Bang. Yeah. Why are you doing this?
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff.
I have a human mortal head, okay?
What the fuck,
hit
Venom?
My Venom head. You're going to hit me.
So I can imagine that being the fight. And then just being this whole like, because again, seeing that on cinema, you're like on screen.
At the cinema.
You're seeing that like on the big screen and them fight. It just seems weird. Like again, Venom, big hulking Venom fighting.
Here's what I think, right? I don't think that Venom is going to get... I think you'll definitely disagree with this, but I don't think Venom's going to get...
What the fuck are you saying? No, please continue.
His own TV show or movie.
Okay.
I don't think we're getting a Venom TV show. I don't think we're getting a Venom movie.
You're not going to fucking believe this, Jackson.
Yeah?
There's already two Venom movies. he's not only giving him one, he's actually had two.
Did you know this? Holy fuck. He's just blown your theory
Jackson,
out the fucking...
Fuck. You gotta go.
thanks for your time, boys.
Yeah, you gotta fight.
Thanks
for
so much for your time. Yeah. It's been
so
really
there's
lovely.
There's a movie called Venom, but then there's Venom. Let There Be Carnage.
Okay.
Sometimes called Venom 2.
It's been really good doing this podcast with you, but all good things must come to an end.
You got to go watch these two movies in
no existence. Yeah, I guess. No, I mean, I don't think
there will never be a Venom movie on a BS bingo card. That's the only square for this episode. Good luck with your bingo.
Yeah, good luck. It's the impossible bingo. That's what we've given you.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors. Today's episode is proudly brought to you by a great little podcast called Shouting Into the Void, a podcast where two professional actors and grade-A morons talk about their favorite bits of pop culture at great lengths, as well as offer confusing takes on current affairs and the world around them.
So if you like funny people talking about stupid nonsense and occasionally having moments of actual impressive mental clarity, then you might like the show. Check it out wherever you get your favourite podcasts, and the show will be there. Alternatively, go to linktree.com/shoutingintothevoid to find the links to everything they do. Once again, that's Shouting Into the Void.
No, but I mean, there won't be like an MCU movie or TV show. Yeah, I think Marvel's getting him in just to have, just in case.
Yeah, no,
use
no, no.
So down
Sony
the track.
Will keep using him for solo shit because they make coin, but they'll also want him in other team up shit because then they also get more coin.
Yeah.
And because people like seeing shit together, they're like, hey, that's that thing and that's this other thing. And,
yeah. But I don't think he'll get
indifferent
like,
to both of these things. Seeing them together gives me a nerd cum.
Gives me a big boner. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a, oh, Venom's in space dealing with null shit. I think it's going to be like Spider-Man in the fifth Spider-Man movie's got to get all the cunts together. Venom's one of the cunts.
Right, MJ, it's time. I got to go. Assemble the cunts.
As Tom Hardy ages, he goes from little urchin boy to full on cockney geezer. Right, MJ. I've got gaffety cunts, don't I? Apples and fucking pears.
Oh, it's going to be right anarchy. I got some cunts fucking. MJ, you're not going to believe it. This is fucking cunt. He loves to get a little nibble on a...
He loves saying Gase's noggins. Yeah.
So I got to get some winged cunt. I got to get some Edie goo cunt. There's a fucker who likes to hunt folk.
MJ.
He's got a build team. You remember the illusion boy?
Yeah, gave him it too, mate. Got to get him in it too.
MJ, if you can fucking even think of a cunt, I got to fucking go get him.
And then Zendaya doing her best cockney accent as well, because it's infected the other cast.
Of course I know, they're fucking cunts.
She sounds like when one of the Monty Python guys.
Course I got geeks, I get these things, I don't know the cunts.
He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy, isn't it?
And then Spider-Man pulls out his phone and it's just got one big red button on it that says get the cunts together. And he just presses it and everyone gets a text. All right. That's Venom.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Yeah, that sounds...
Eddie, we gotta go help Spider-Man!
Yeah. Michael Keaton's there. He's like,
I don't get it. I'm Michael Keaton.
I don't have a phone.
Am I Batman?
Am I British now?
Am I in a period piece?
No.
Michael Caine's there too.
Michael Caine's there.
Tangerine.
He's as big as a tangerine.
I guess he's old. They shouldn't have gotten him back. Yeah.
He's 100.
He was retired. He retired.
He was supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
As big as a tangerine.
He's seconds away from fucking dying.
Is he suffocating on air?
Yeah, he's suffocating on air.
Should we put him in the wall?
Is he not even... He's playing Alfred.
I made a promise.
To whom? Is he Eddie's butler?
I'm excited for Spider-Man 5, where Tom Holland's a cockney geezer.
Spider-Man 5, assemble the cunts.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to get a TV show. You're right. It's just going to be like, they're just going to be that, like, the distance there, but he is going to get another. I don't know if you know this, but he'll probably get another film.
Yeah.
The sequel to the two films didn't know exist.
Yeah, I do think we're going to get him popping up, probably kind of like with Spider-Man, how he's kind of popping up in different franchises.
It's almost,
It's a different film. I think we are going to get him with like the Black Knight.
Yeah, I think me and Zaman are on the same page here, which is that he'll pop off a team-up shit, but I don't think it's just going to be Spider-Man team-up shit.
Yeah.
I think
they'll pair him up with
different people, because I think the easiest way to get around the fact that this Venom doesn't really have a relationship with Spider-Man.
It's just not to include Spider-Man,
it's just
basically.
Like, well, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Yeah. Like have imagine... him interrupt with Spider-Man at first so you get that, and everyone's like, bah! And then you're just like, anyway, he's fucking off to space.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's like, blimey, I was fucking there once, isn't it?
Now I've got to do his school.
Choice,
shit.
Mate.
I can imagine the fight going with, again, if we imagine Venom and Tom Hardy and Spider-Man, and again, it is Venom dodging while Tom Hardy gets the like, shit beat out of Spider-Man. Them even like having the reveal, like his mask gets ripped off or whatever, and it's like it's a young kid.
Yeah,
and then Venom be like, "Oh, hang on,
that's not
you,
who I was
have you
of.
Not dealt with me before?" And then Spider-Man like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah,
you're gonna get it twice in one movie there because we know that we're getting it with Doc Ock doing exactly that. Hello, Pete. He's British too.
Well, that could, again,
although Alfred Molina is British,
yeah. So that works.
Hello, well, again, Pete. You're not fucking Peter. Who are you?
I can't imagine them kind of continuing this. This Peter Parker and this Eddie Brock together.
That's no. why I, to
I,
be
I
honest,
I think it can be. I think they might do the same thing, and then in, again, if
then
it
they
is,
do it again, Green Goblin's like, "Hello, Peter.
Yeah. Who are you?"
Yeah.
But again, if they do that kind of stuff with Venom, you can imagine Peter going, "Yeah, I've done this before."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can imagine them referencing the thing that had already just.
I'm
very
not
true.
The guy. I'm not your guy.
Yeah,
I'm not
Although
your
guy. I don't
guy. Know who your guy is.
What yeah. are you? Who
Who's
you?
Your guy?
I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy. Is yeah. how he'll probably say yeah. it. Yeah. I'm not your spider.
Hold on. I'm not
your
guy.
Guy. Love. I'm not your guy. You're looking for another fella. Yeah. Made him last movie, I
yeah,
did.
He's probably looks like me. Handsome fella, hey.
Let me rub some mud in your eyes. What he said. He seemed a real tight geezer. Yeah, go biff him up. If you got yeah, leave me out of it.
I can imagine that. Yeah. That well, I think scene that scene very you... easily, and then I guess either the next Venom film will be the Venom trying to find his way in the MCU,
yeah,
or he'll pop up in fighting vampires
of Blade for sure. But and I think that an easy way to get over the weirdness of that happening twice is to just either have it happen in Multiverse of Madness yeah. or No Way Home,
yeah,
because you... then it's part of the same overarching yeah. would, same would, thing. Yeah.
Do you what do you think the rights of vampires are going to be like in the MCU? As in, will we consider vampires a humans?
Good question.
Well, because I assume... if not, then that is an easy target for Venom to eat heads.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. I mean, it'll be weird.
I think the vampire heads won't count because they're dead.
So I think it's a great place for Venom to be eating heads.
This is a huge, huge, huge conclusion. How is Venom going to be introduced in the MCU? He's going to be teamed up with Black Knight and Blade eating vampires.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get the fight with Tom Holland, and that's about it. And then it's just going to be like, oh, we are not really doing much with like Spider-Man in this universe.
Is
okay,
Venom
goodbye.
In the Venom movies? Is he in New York? Do you know
San Francisco?
Yeah, he's not New York.
Perfect, because then he.
But actually, Jackson, famously, spoilers for Venom: Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he's not in any of those places when this happens. He's on a beach.
Yeah, that's true. But
no, but like seriously,
I know
they're on the run,
and
I can't remember why. I think because I honestly could not tell you what. Because at no point
does he commit a crime.
Well, no, he does. He commits crimes, but at no point is there like.
Who's
it would be
running,
like if
who's
Spider-
he running from?
Yeah, exactly. Who's he running
fair
from?
Fair call.
But what that I was the question.
Great question is what I'm saying.
Is that to tell you or you just forgot?
So there is a cop that is chasing
cop?
Him down.
Oh, yeah.
But
did we get old mate Toxin?
Is he running from the law?
He becomes Toxin at the end. Well, spoilers, he gets all fucked up, but he doesn't get a symbiote on him. But they're probably, because Shriek, spoilers for Venom, Let Them Be Carnage, never gets a symbiote. It's just, he's basically a mutant.
Yeah, oh, okay. Cool. And he gets the same thing.
Shriek was never a symbiote, I think, from memory.
But yeah, Carnage and Shriek are in love, and Shriek yells, and Carnage is like, never do that again or I will kill you.
Oh, that's so romantic.
No, because like he breaks out of a cut. Yeah. You guys have got to watch Venom Let Them Be Carnage.
I do.
What I was going to say is that a really easy way to get Venom out of New York and away from Spider-Man is
they're already at the beach. It's already done.
But when he encounters Tom Holland Spider-Man in New York, as he inevitably will, he can just be like, I don't know where I am. I got to go home and go to San Francisco and try and see what
Venom
remedies.
Well,
that's homecoming. That's what happens in the books anyway. It's just like he fucks around with New York with Spidey, gets being like, you're a shit journalist or whatever, and then he fucks off to San Francisco.
Yeah, and then in San Francisco they can fight vampires and we can just as the audience be like,
okay,
there are no vampires in New York. They don't need to go there. We don't need to worry about Spider-Man.
Yeah, vampires have only gone to San Francisco.
Yeah.
But I just... We are going to get a fight with them, and I don't know if it's going to be in like. I just don't even know what movie it's going to be in. If it's going to be in like the if it would be real weird if it's in like the current Spider-Man that's coming out. I can't imagine.
Eddie, I've got a great idea.
Because that'd just be like, what the fuck?
I reckon
going on?
If it's
going
to be in any soon movie, it'll be Multiverse of Madness.
I think Multiverse because then also you have Sam Raimi.
Yeah, who's just
it.
Like, hey, but I don't know if I've said this on basis of speculation yet, but it kind of floated around. For a while on comic booky stuff or comic book movie stuff.
Yeah.
Multiverse of Madness had 6 weeks of reshoots, 6 days a week. Reshoots are normal. Having a reshoot period that is almost the length of a normal shoot of a film is
intense.
Less normal. So That has pretty much really sucked the wind out of my sails for how crazy Sam Raimi has been allowed to be.
True.
Look fair.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like, well, if he comes into the MCU on the beach, then you can have that end scene where he's like,
yeah,
we're late.
I honestly think that we're bang on about the end post-credit scene being Venom in the MCU and him being like, Eddie, we were late.
yeah.
Eddie, I told you we should have caught the other earlier bus.
Yeah.
And then have a fight later on, like in the fourth Spider-Man movie, they run into each other and have that other fight we're talking about where where Eddie Brock doesn't want to fight Spider-Man. Venom's trying to fight Spider-Man. Spider-Man's trying to fight Venom. Eddie Brock keeps getting punched in the guts.
Yeah.
Easy to imagine that. Yeah, I'm just trying to work out what's coming out next, because it can't just be like...
He could be in the Marvels if they want to get him into space, but that's... Oh, no. Fucking hell. Imagine Captain Marvel having to deal with Venom.
But the thing is...
that's another thing. Like, Venom... Because of how abrasive and fucked up the character of Venom is, but not like edgy fucked up or scary fucked up, just like a fucked up guy.
You can't really
pair him with...
No. Do you have any, like, what's the production or like the release schedule post Madness? Do we know?
Yeah, we do. It is.
I'm trying to think, like, is there another Venom movie lined up? Because you could have the fight with Spider-Man and Venom then, because
the,
like,
I think the difficulty is that with this phase of the MCU, it's so all over the place. You can't be like, you know, in previous phases, we could be like, well, obviously this character will appear in Endgame. We can speculate on that. This time around, it's like,
who knows? Whatever. Good luck. After Madness.
We get Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Probably not going to be in that.
No.
Then we get Wakanda Forever, although that will probably change because they haven't finished filming that because there's been issues.
Yeah, trouble on set.
yeah.
A little bit. Un petit.
I don't necessarily see this list Venom also or Spider-Man appearing in any of those. Maybe Love and Thunder, because again, Thor is up in space shit.
Then the Marvels. Then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Then Quantumania.
Quantumania.
Then Fantastic Four.
Did you know
that
Tim Heidecker is confirmed for Quantumania?
I didn't, but that makes
sense. He's coming back. Why? I hope there was a period of time after Ant-Man 2 came out where Tim Heidecker all over Twitter was saying that he was going to be the character Whale Man. And he was like, really exciting that I'm going to be Whale Man. And he mocked up some posters and he was like, yeah, it's coming. It's the next thing. So maybe he is. Put this in your best of speculation bingo card. Tim Heidecker plays Whale Man.
Is Tim Heidecker
Quantumania.
In Ant-Man 1 or 2?
2.
And
Greg Turkington is in Ant-Man 1.
And fires.
And fires. He plays the
from
the
Buskins
owner of
and
the,
Robin. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Tim Heidecker is on the boat when Ant-Man gets big.
Is there? Do you know Sony's release schedule in terms of do they have
Joel Zammit and listeners? You have done the worst possible thing, Sony.
Because the trick is as well. Like, not only is there the movies, there's also the billions of TV shows coming out.
Well, yeah. Do you want the TV?
Because that's the thing. Like, if you include the TV schedule, this is why I think
I'm opening a tab called Sony Spider-Man Universe. Listeners, I'm sorry. Anything that happens in the next 10 minutes, I'm sorry.
Cannot be played.
I'm just trying to work out because when will they slot this kind of like Venom meeting Spider-Man? On
because
the kind of
like,
because I can imagine them wanting no, because you don't. Because I'm like, okay, you could put Venom having
no,
a little
I've
subplot.
Been on this page before.
Nah, we know.
Yeah, we've been. I remember. It's bad.
Because you could have him doing something, doing space shit. You could have him in like. Fantastic Four.
You
got to
get
Guardians.
Him from the beach.
But you
got to
get him from the beach to space. And also, you don't want to have, like, you don't want to be chucking Venom in your Fantastic Four film.
No.
So, you don't want to be chucking Venom. Maybe into the Guardians.
Those are all I listed the movies to the MCU. We'll get to Sony's stuff later because there isn't really that much confirmed, but this speculation is bad. Well, very exciting if you're me, but bad for everyone in the room with me and the listeners.
Yeah.
But the TV show is for 2022. So these will come out before. On that list I just read, before Guardians 3 and Ant-Man Quantumania.
Yeah, okay. And I have to assume before we get to these that if I was the MCU, I would want to gas these up more than Venom, because Venom I don't care about really, but these ones are part of the MCU that I need to... So if I'm in a position where I'm like, who do I pair up with the Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm going
to
look at my TV show roster before I even think about
Venom. With
Venom,
you open up you can go down the null route, but before that, you can also just go down exploring symbiote shit.
Yeah.
And before that, you could also just explore, like... what happens when like a bunch of heroes end up just getting symbioted.
So
you can have lots to play with there, but I don't know like at what point they want to even do any of
them. Yeah.
Moon Knight, She-Hulk,
suing Eddie Brock,
Secret Invasion,
suing Eddie Brock,
but Eddie Brock's a Skrull. Ms. Marvel, and then the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the only other stuff that's been announced but doesn't have dates yet is Ironheart and Armor Wars and an Untitled Wakanda series, which, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, could you do...
And the upcoming Sony Spider-Man Universe slate.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
So Morbius.
Yeah.
Okay. Kraven the Hunter, which is the same slot but the following year. So Morbius comes out January 2022. Kraven the Hunter is January 2023.
And Morbius has been delayed, yeah?
Morbius has been delayed. Yeah, Morbius was meant to come out mid this year.
Right. So we're not going to get any probably huge revelations in that film in regards to the MCU and whatnot.
But that... So the original slate had always had Morbius coming out after Venom 2.
Okay.
So any of the repercussions of Venom 2 could always be addressed in Morbius.
Yeah.
It's just that it won't tie into like Shang-Chi.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it could, but obviously it's
Eternals,
not going
though?
To.
Yeah. Because, you know.
Eternals and Black Widow were always meant to come out before these two movies.
Yeah.
So we could be getting a team up.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Movies and Blade.
Films in development. The Sinister Six, Nightwatch, Untitled Third Venom Film, Jackpot, Madam Web,
yep,
Untitled good. Roberto Orci Project, Untitled Olivia Wilde Project, other projects. May movie.
Maybe the Kraven movie will be like a team up between Kraven, Morbius, and Venom.
Silk TV series.
Silk? How are they going to include
Silk? Well, Silk's already in
Silver and
Homecoming,
Black.
I think.
Is she?
One of the
like people
extras
at his school?
In his school. Yeah. It's Silk.
Cindy Moon.
Yeah.
Well,
so maybe. And they just don't. She wasn't in a room for 18 years.
I think the craziest thing about all of this news is
she first appears in Spider-Man Homecoming as a classmate of Peter Parker and a decathlon team member. She makes a cameo in Avengers Infinity War when Ned causes a distraction to allow Spider-Man to help the Avengers.
Yeah.
Cindy has not seen after that. Too busy getting fucking bit by spiders,
But
I think what's crazy is that Secret Wars is just like a TV show.
Secret Invasion,
which is such like a... Like, are we just going to learn in a TV show that Skrulls run the government? It's just going to be no big deal.
I think what they're going to do with the Secret Invasion, and something that they've been dabbling with more and more recently, is that Secret Invasion is going to show that TVs are just as important as movies.
Because
they're going to try and tell a bigger story that movies couldn't tell.
True.
Secret Invasion will be the Avengers of the silver small screen. Yeah. The small silver screen.
But I guess also, how are they going to do in one thing prove that the government was run by Skrulls? But then I just remember Black Widow. Mm. I mean, every Marvel movie is basically
also,
the guy you thought ran the government different.
Falcon and Winter Soldier does that.
Yeah. Every
the Tastemaker or whatever. What's her name?
Yeah.
The Tastemaker. No. I like that one.
Tastemaker.
Well, with Secret Invasion, anyway, it's going to be a bit different because
Power Broker.
No, Tastemaker.
I think Tastemaker was.
Because the Skrulls in the MCU are the good guys.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like
Venom's a Skrull.
So when it was revealed that like it was a Skrull being Nick Fury, it was this kind of thing because Nick Fury has entrusted the Skrulls to kind of run the government, as it were. So anyway, I think we've been dealing with Skrull Nick Fury for a long time.
And this is a bit of foreshadowing because you got to remember that Skrulls have Australian accents. So that's look forward to those voices in the future.
Oh yeah,
BS Boys fans.
Oh god.
Anybody working on Marvel right now? Three Skrull boys happy to be.
I also mean just like anytime we're like, oh yeah, so it'll turn out Spider-Man like, g'day mate, it's bloody, hey Cobbers. Oh my god, he's a Skrull.
Yeah.
Blimey. Unless it's his core blimey, in which case,
British
again.
Here's a speculation for an upcoming, this is not related to anything, but you just made me think of it. There will be a point where Thor is a Skrull and he uses his actual accent. Like surely there's going to be a point where Chris Hemsworth just talks like...
Or he's going to go into the Hemsworth like the other brothers and he's going to be like Thor, and then real Thor is going to be like, that's not me.
I don't sound like that.
And it's like you fucked
me. Yeah, you do.
Mate,
yeah. You're from fucking Byron, cunt.
Or it's going to be like, again, one of the Hemsworth looking at me like, oh, nah, fucked it. And then just quickly do a shake and become actual Thor.
Yeah. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are some exciting things you can look forward to. And there is many more things coming up in the MCU. Very, very exciting cinematic universe, if I do say so.
Absolutely.
Every time I look at the list of upcoming properties,
like a shot of coffee.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I feel. Like an adrenaline shot straight to my nuts.
Like a weight's lifted off my shoulders. Not the opposite.
Yeah. The opposite of tired.
I feel the opposite of truly exhausted by the state of cinema. I feel invigorated for the future.
I would say, Jackson, that it's not the cinema that stresses me. If any of these were to stress me, which they obviously don't.
obviously not. Obviously not. We
it's
love
like
them.
I said, it's a shot of adrenaline to
my knots. Yeah.
It's the television that I think is what I find overwhelming, because an hour every week for 50 weeks a year.
It's a great deal of time. I really love that. I feel like this phase of Marvel is going to be us waiting for it to all become cohesive, and it never will.
Well, yeah, because
we're going to be like, this time, okay, we figure out what this phase is about.
Like, all right, they're going to come together.
Oh, so it's about Skrulls with the secretive. Oh, okay. No, but it's about the Marvels in the. Not really.
You got to imagine.
It's about Venom. Everything is Venom.
Because you're realizing, like, okay.
The secret
cool.
invasion's a symbiote invasion. It's a fake out.
Oh, my God.
It's actually, it probably is a fake out.
Yeah,
of some
yeah.
kind. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably
you're right.
Right.
It's not.
Lock
Skrulls.
It in!
Yeah, it's a different symbiotes. Invasion. It's something else. But you got to, because like, they've got Fantastic Four, which is slated, like, in this phase.
I think that's the movie that everyone thinks is going to tie it together, but
I don't think it will.
No. To that, I say tie what together?
Exactly. To that, I say poo-poo.
So you've got that, but then also you've got, like, mutants coming down the line at some point.
That's awesome.
I think mutants are, like, very far away.
100%.
Because they need to be, because they need to figure out what the fuck
the MCU
they're
needs
doing.
To calm down.
Yeah.
So you've
so
either...
That they can,
and the problem Venom. Is... I'm tying it all back together still.
Because the problem, actually, might be because Venom is he experiences all
Genius.
Worlds or whatever, so maybe it is.
The X-Men, Eddie. Yeah. Eggie, sorry.
Eggie, the X-Men. We're an X-Man now. Oh, what?
Eggie, yeah. Deadpool. So, oh, no, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's coming.
Deadpool 3.
So Marvel on
saw, this is unrelated, but it's a good story. I saw a Deadpool action figure that had been hit by the train the other day, and it filled me with joy.
That's
it was in so many bits.
Oh, that's good.
Just lying on the train track.
Do you think some nice kid was standing there holding his Venom waiting for the train to come by and just hurled it in front of it? Good.
I hate Deadpool now. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is cringe. Yeah. That's what the kid said, and then he...
So
I know
hit a dab and then threw the toy in front of the train.
Because again, you got this kind of thing of Marvel basically trying to build this house on, I guess, sloppy foundations.
Yeah.
Because initially they were like, well, we don't have the X-Men, we don't have Spider-Man, we don't have like all these other characters that have a lot more weight in terms of like the pop culture zeitgeist. So it's like, we don't have that. So we have to kind of take these kind of shit characters that no one really uses
and make them good.
Yeah. And they did that with Iron Man and Captain America. Suddenly people were like, I like Iron Man. I'm like, no, you fucking don't.
You don't at all.
What the hell?
Unless you're Nick Mason, who is a huge fan of Iron Man. Prior to the
first
movies,
movie, yeah.
Even like the whole teenage Iron Man
situation? He liked all of that, I'm pretty sure.
Why? That's awesome.
It's like his thing. Nick Mason, if you're listening to this,
did you like
let
Heroes
us know.
Reborn?
All fans of Nick Mason, if you know the answer, let us know.
What about the Iron Man where he had those weird like... things come
I bet
out
Nick
shoulder.
Mason loved that the most.
He loved the thing. Were they like bus ears? You know, like when the buses have those weird lights?
Yeah, they were like that.
That's cool.
Anyway, so you got like Marvel having to like kind of scramble and then do these things with like characters that people didn't even like care that much about. And then it worked. They did really well given the constraints. And now they're getting access to like the characters I think they probably wish they'd started with.
Yeah, it kind of feels like if you had the foundation of the X-Men, Iron Man would be easy. But if your foundation is Iron Man, the X-Men suddenly
become quite
difficult.
And so they're kind of now having to either reverse engineer and kind of like look at this from a different perspective of being like, how do we then slot these characters who usually are first and then everything kind of comes from that? How do we kind of either slot this backwards and trying to kind of like make something coherent? Or it'll just be something like, hey, what if we just reset the universe? Now that we have access to them, reset.
That's common.
And then as opposed to like following...
Earth cracks open. Yeah. And then it said, now
celestial. I wasn't dead. I lived, bitch.
You fucking didn't though, hey.
So as opposed to following like Marvel Universe 9001 or whatever it is. So you're following Marvel Universe 9006. Because you can imagine, right? Yeah, like the Celestial comes back and he's like, I watched that movie. No good.
Yeah, you fucked
Karate it. Chops Earth in half.
Karate chops Earth and breathes life into his baby.
Yeah.
And then it's like, whatever happens, and then we're following another universe or some shit like that.
Absolutely.
Or like through that, then it becomes some like cosmic-y bullshit. I mean, a lot of bullshit to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
And good luck to them if
but
they're
But we're already
go
guzzling.
That.
That's well, the yeah. trick. I'm at the trough.
I don't know why I'm coughing so much. I've only been doing stupid voices for 70 minutes.
Could be any reason.
Yeah it could be anything. Oh, no.
I wonder what like Fantastic Four, because I'm thinking, are they going to set that in the past? And so it's going to be like, oh, yes, those brave astronauts I've never mentioned before.
We're starting to get into dangerous. This is actually a second episode territory.
Okay, so sorry. We'll tie it back to Venom.
We got to tie it back to Venom, but I just want to quickly say two things that I think tie off what you're saying nicely. Yeah. One, I think that even though we're giving the MCU a lot of shit for this phase, I think, and I don't think it started happening yet, but I think with the next couple of series and when everything that has come out that's been affected by the pandemic is actually out, you'll find that people go back and rewatch them in the order that they were meant to come out, and you'll be like, oh, actually, this makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that I'm getting ahead of the curve and saying that will definitely be the case, because then you get stuff like Black Widow straight off the bat, so you haven't seen like WandaVision and stuff like that. So you're like, oh, okay, a smaller story that kind of makes sense, and it's a prequel. Then you get Eternals, and you're like, whoa, shit. Big. Then you're getting, so that's like opened the world to like fucked up shit. Then you're getting like, what? No, and sorry, Falcon and Winter Soldier was in between those two.
Yeah.
So again, small, similar vibe. Yeah, yeah. Then you get Eternals, you're like, shit. But then that's like WandaVision, and then Shang-Chi, and you're like, oh, okay, like.
Yeah. We're getting into some like otherworldly stuff right now.
Yeah.
And then Loki.
True.
And then I don't know why Hawkeye is where he is.
Can we get any? Let's finish it up with some Swing for the Fences, Venom stuff.
The other thing I was going to say was that you cannot reset the MCU by destroying Earth.
No. Spider-Man will touch a big button or whatever, or wear a special hat.
Make a bad wish again.
Yeah.
I don't think you can reset the MCU without copping huge backlash. I don't think.
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by reset the MCU. Yeah.
So with comic books, you're used to it. Mm. And people that read comic books know that it happens. Where people that like Marvel movies might like Marvel movies and be like, yeah, I've read the comics.
But imagine it's like the Infinity Stones, and throughout the 10 films up until it's happening, everyone's like, if they wear the special hat, it'll reset reality as we know it.
And then
and
the audience
things will
like,
change, you know, what we imagine, like there'll be like slight variations.
Yeah, there'll be slight variations. We're going to be in a completely new reality things will be a little bit different, but it's still the characters you know and love.
And then suddenly
played by different actors.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. And then suddenly we got like, I don't know, bloody Tom Selleck as Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I'm old, but alive.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, because this will be in like 10 years, people will be like, I hope Tom Holland comes back as Uncle Ben or whatever. And this cycle repeat horrifically.
Every single person that wants Tobey Maguire to play Uncle Ben in the MCU, I would just like to say from the bottom of my heart, get fucked, you absolute dumb cunt. Yeah, what are you saying?
That doesn't. No. What is it? What?
Is it who's that? Who's that for? Is it just for you to be like, oh, that's a reference to a movie?
You want Emilio Estevez as Uncle Ben? Yeah, that's what you
get
want.
Tom Holland's actual dad,
Emilio.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Anyway, before we have another base of speculation about how will they reset the MCU.
Yep.
Swing for the fences,
Venom-y.
Venom style, Venom mode. Go Venom mode, boys.
All right, we're going Venom mode.
I'll start.
Yeah.
Massive Eminem cameo. Maybe a lot of whenever Venom, the fight happens at an Eminem concert.
And also, maybe the symbiote like latches onto Eminem.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Oh my God, it's Venom. Venom. That's what'll happen. Venom. Oh my God, I wrote a song about this. And then he sings his Venom song on stage as Tom Hardy fights Tom Holland.
That's no powers, just they're like punching on us. Just lads.
The actors. Yeah. This isn't, I guess, a movie. This is a thing I'm predicting will happen in real life. Eminem's going to have a big concert, and Tom Holland and Tom Hardy will beat the shit out of each other.
Just a friendly biff between mates. Yeah.
I think that Venom will be in the post-credit scene of this, like we keep saying. Mm. Then I think he will turn back up in a movie we're not expecting. Guardians Holiday Special.
Okay.
Well, there was that tweet that everybody tweeted at me where James Gunn was like, a beloved character will appear in this. And everyone was like, Jackson, it'll be.
I'm pretty sure it's Adam Warlock, but. Yeah. Because like Adam Warlock got announced just after that.
Here's the thing, listeners and friends. Mm-hmm. The more I watch MCU movies, the less I want Man-Thing in there. Protect him.
He doesn't need this.
He doesn't need to be in a world full of ironic, sexless quips, okay? Please save him.
Put him in the Venom universe.
I would much rather Man-Thing appear in Sony, okay? They can go crazy with him there.
Yeah, they would love it.
Otherwise, he's just going to be there. I guarantee if he's in the holiday special, and I tweeted about this, but I'm going to say it here. At some point, Star-Lord will have met Man-Thing, but the other characters won't. And they'll be like, who's this? And he'll be like, oh, it's just my giant-sized Man-Thing. And that's a reference to the comic that Man-Thing appeared in, and also a bad joke. Mm. And that just, I just know that's coming. And I know if that happens, I'll walk.
From your, so the holiday special is...
Yeah, I'll walk from my house.
So you won't turn it off. You'll just go for an angry stomp around the block.
Also, you're not going to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
I will tell you.
You'll let me know. I will. Yeah.
I reckon that we are going to get a Morbius Blade Venom Hell Black yeah. Knight team up, and we're going to get Venom wielding the Ebony Blade.
That
I'll be like, Eddie, this sword's made from the same shit as me.
Like, they don't know what that is.
I know what this is. Give it to me.
It's my sword.
It's my sword, Eddie.
Eddie, it's my sword.
It's my daddy's sword. It's my daddy's sword. Hey. Sorry,
Iggy, it's my daddy's sword!
My sword!
My sword! And he's gonna like do his big symbiote thwip and grab it. Another point, another swing for the fence. Yeah. In the fight between Spider-Man and Venom, Venom's gonna go on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like very, very briefly.
Yeah.
And he's gonna like Spider-Man will push him off or whatever it does. He'll go back onto Eddie Brock. He'll have the big spider, and then he can start flipping.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Venom usually has webs.
He usually does
upwards.
A thwip,
oh,
yeah.
So that's how he'll get the
I reckon because Eddie's yuck, his webs won't go thwip. They'll go thwonk. Thwonk.
They'll be like thwonk, they'll be webbing, thwonk. But also like curled up with like the symbiote.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be
thwonk.
Gross.
Thwonk. 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 And I'll be like thwonk. Thwonk.
Spider-Man thwonk. Will be like, sounds like there's something wrong with your webbing, dude. No, this sounds meant to say.
Spider guy, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. So,
anyway,
yeah, that's my prediction there. We're going to get some vampire heads chomped off.
Yeah, it's going to be fucked up. Anyway, it's good that Venom's a lock for the MCU or whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys. Jackson almost punched a TV. That makes sense for me because I can see it, but not for you, the audience. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.